So, amazingly, we are in the same room.
Yay!
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
For the first time in a long time. A long time.
It has been a bit. I think we did one.
We did one,
not a year or two ago. I can't remember.
Was it that long ago?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was,
it was like fall.
Yeah, okay.
Last year or the year before.
Yeah, oh yeah, you might be right.
Wow, and then we were like, wild. This is going to be the first of many. And
time
then
is just
that didn't
And then fly. A year happened. Or yeah. two. We don't know how
yeah,
much time.
Exactly.
And sometimes, honestly, it's just, it's just hard to line up schedules sometimes.
Yep.
Sometimes we just have too much going on. I'm trying to have less going on. So let's see how that turns out.
Yeah.
This may appear to be only monkey business, but in reality, it's very serious, ladies.
Zero.
We are back in Merc's studio.
Yep.
Around the round table.
The round table.
And
yes.
Yeah.
So what should we talk about?
Yeah, we don't really, let me just let everybody in. We don't have a plan, really.
No.
We just, we're just.
Look, what happens, happens, and.
If there's kissing, if there's, no.
There could just be hand-holding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Heavy petting.
Yeah.
Let me start with this. We haven't just sat down and just chatted in a while.
That's true.
Especially comic-wise. What's everybody reading?
Oh, yeah.
I'm reading a couple things. I just finished, I Hate This Place, or
yeah.
otherwise known as This Place.
Yes. I have the last issue that I've read half of,
mm-hmm.
and, I guess it's the last 10 issues.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
it, eh?
Yeah.
Which, and I didn't know.
Yeah.
And even like my comic,
I didn't know. I
like,
didn't
nobody
know until
knew.
Issue 9 came out and I finished reading it and I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I had been behind on it. So immediately got issue 10.
Yeah.
And yeah, a good read. I would like to go back and read all of it in
yeah.
one go because
right.
there was like probably a 6 month gap between reading the first batch and reading the second batch.
Right.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed the writing.
I really enjoyed the color especially.
Yes.
Yeah,
the
color
was really nice.
Like,
yeah.
The color was good. The motion
yeah.
art was good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, for sure. And like, yeah, the color palette was very smart. Like
yeah.
it was very well done.
And it was different. It wasn't.
Yeah.
It was smart and it was different, yeah.
And the writer with Kyle Starks, who's done other,
yeah.
some other fun stuff like that.
Yeah.
It was like a cartoonist.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it looks like he
well
started
as
like a webcomics guy.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And had those backup ones like before,
yeah.
before the ranch kind of
yeah.
flashbacks, which are like, I would literally just read that as a comic strip
yeah.
like long term, to be honest. I enjoy those
but
characters.
Then I guess it's all storyline based. And
oh, there. Oh,
like,
no.
Like many a webcomic.
Ooh.
Oh, no, that's not what I meant.
No, just joking.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I was talking about my own. Yeah, so that, I've been enjoying Superman Lost, which is a book where I think the first four issues came out and I'm still waiting for more to come out because it seemed like it was being released really quickly, but now it's sort of slowed.
Stalled out, yeah.
Yeah.
But basically Superman, I think it's a 12 issue series, but you know, something happens, he has to save the day, and he does some space stuff, and he gets spit out on, like, the other side of the universe. There's no known, like, star charts or anything that's, you know, even is pointing him in the right direction towards Earth.
Right.
And he's just lost out there, and
hopefully there's a yellow star.
Mm. He's got some space reserves.
In
he's
his
got
butt.
Some solar radiation reserved, yeah.
He's got some, like, pollen on the side.
No. But, like, it's sort of interspersed with stuff in the past, stuff in the present. And in the present, he's back on Earth, and he's sort of dealing with some PTSD. And then, it you know, Lois is trying to help him out, and he's just sort of messed up. Because, like, how long was he away? For him, it was a long, long time. For everyone else, it seemed like it was, you know, a month. But it
okay.
was definitely more than a month for him. It looks like it was years and years.
Hmm.
But it's an interesting book, and like, you don't have to know a lot about Superman to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just kind of neat. It's like...
It's kind of its own... Is it, like, supposed to be an incontinuity or just completely removed, like, its own thing?
I think it's incontinuity, but it can be ignored or...
Yeah.
You know, it's a bit of a hyper-time situation.
Like, you know, if it's not directly referenced, then whatever.
Yeah. And yeah, exactly.
That's honestly a good...
Which is the vast amount of stories.
Is this, like, a Black Label thing or is it, like, a regular...
I don't think it's Black Label. But that does remind me... I did read the first issue of the Last Days of Lex Luthor or the Final Days of Lex Luthor.
Okay.
I thought that was really good too.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
That's one I'm going to check out at some point for sure.
It's good, and it deals with like why is Superman helping Lex and you know their childhood history together and all that.
Yeah. Some of what I did see, it almost seems like it's they've retold that a million times, but it seems like it's very specifically like Birthright. It appears like pounding on the thing, like when the fire is happening, very like almost right out of that, which is also written by Mark Waid, who is back, baby.
He seems like he's
all over DC. I've been really enjoying Batman Superman World's Finest. Has been one of my favorite books every month.
I fell off that for a little bit, and I jumped back on with number 18, which is like their first meeting.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's good.
It's really good. And the another one I've been just started. I only read the first one so far, but they have like a Teen Titans kind of spinoff, like World's Finest Teen Titans, which is coming off of like, you know, their appearances in the World's Finest book. So it's sort of like, you know, telling stories from back in the day that sort of they seem to like fit into existing continuity, but also sort of reshape it a little bit.
Yeah.
They add the padding and fill out some information.
It has like the same characters from the old days, like it's the original Teen Titans with like from a certain point where they're not like brand new, but they're sort of like not at the new Teen Titans era, obviously.
Exactly.
They're sort of in that in-between phase. You know, they're going heavy on Titans lately, and it's
I mean, they're the premier team right now.
They are. So
there is no Justice League; it's the Titans.
Yeah,
true.
For now,
what else are you reading?
Something I want to, and yeah, you brought up Hate This Place, This Place.
Yes,
phenomenal. Really enjoyed that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I might little segue a little bit here. Because I have a few.
I'll be the judge of that.
You'll be the judge of that. A couple of Turtles things.
Really?
A couple of Turtles things, believe it or not. One thing I have enjoyed, which I enjoyed a lot more than I thought, I was going to kind of give it a skip. It's like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Saturday Morning Adventures, which is like based on like the 87 like the original cartoon.
Yeah. Right.
And, you know, sort of like, I don't know, do I really...
Yeah, I mean, even the miniseries, I read one issue of it, and I was like, it's not for me, but you know what? I'm glad that Bri likes it.
it's one of those things where, like, it has grown on me more and more, and I feel like they really kind of capture the tone of that show
at
its best.
And,
you know what I mean? Like, there are, like, it's silly, but it's also, like... self-aware, silly, and kind of clever about it sometimes.
Right.
And one of the, like the art, more recently, one of the more recent issues, Dan Shoning, who I think he did a lot of the Ghostbusters comics at IDW and stuff, and the crossovers.
Yep.
And the art is like literally, and sometimes it's very, you know, it seems very like redrawing actual frames from the cartoon a bit, which maybe maybe a little too close, but it looks bang on. Like his art looks bang on, like especially that first five episodes of the where things looked the best.
Yep.
And like pretty good. Like it's they had a good gag in one of them actually, where Michelangelo in one of the more recent issues where they went to Turtlantis, which is like an Atlantis thing, and where they just love turtles. And they had to sort of be what do you call it, like gladiators in this like match against Slash, and like Michelangelo's just sort of going through gear to sort of dress up, but he just casually in the background puts on the full Last Ronin costume. And Ralph's like that's creepy, that outfit's creepy, Michelangelo's like, come on, just stuff like that.
That's great.
You know, it feels very true to the cartoon, but at the same time it's having fun with the entire franchise in a cute way, which I kind of can appreciate. I don't know, like I didn't expect to enjoy it as much as I am, but I'm quite liking it.
Well,
I didn't even tend to keep buying it, but you know, here I am. And there's too many Turtles comics. I want to talk about this later, but I'm just gonna do it now. Like there's so many. Like, there's the main title.
Yeah.
And recently they had the Armageddon game, so there was, like, two separate mini-series.
So many tie-ins.
Yeah, and, like, The Last Ronin is just... Which, you know, I quite enjoyed, but... And, you know, I've enjoyed everything they put out related to that, but, like, they're just...
They're milking it
so much. And there's so many crossover things. It was, like, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Ninja Turtles, which they had two of so far.
Yeah.
Which were great. I really liked those a lot. Yeah. There's like a Street Fighter one, a Stranger Things crossover.
I read a bit of the Street Fighter one. I'm like, yeah, there's nothing to this.
Yeah, and it just does
the most obvious things.
Yeah,
where
what I do appreciate about the Stranger Things one is that it's like the Mirage all red headbands turtles, yes. And it's like specifically based on that because that's all that existed for Ninja Turtles at the time frame of Stranger Things. So that's of course what they're crossing over with.
Right.
I appreciate that, but I don't have time or money to read everything.
No.
I did read
I feel like it's also just an oversaturation with Stranger Things.
Yeah.
I think we're done with, like...
Well, no, we've got one more season.
There's got more season. Yeah, because I had to split that into...
It's good.
I gave up, I'll be honest, I gave up, like, on season three.
Really?
Okay. And I was like, yeah, I think I'm done.
Yeah, I haven't seen season four, and season four is the most recent one, right?
It was the most recent,
season five should be out in the next 5 years.
Yeah, who knows?
All the kids will be 30.
Even what's her name, the 11, she's like... I'd like to move on.
Yeah.
She's publicly said, like,
yeah,
I think I'm done with this show. Like, I get it.
Well, it's one more season and that's, she's there for that, obviously.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But it's like,
And that's one of those things too, where it's like, yeah, you should wrap it up at some point. And again, it's set in
the
80s.
They're going to do spin-off shows from that.
I know they will.
Are. Of course they are.
And also,
one of them's got Daryl Dixon. It's weird.
Weird.
Yeah.
Where's his Dixon?
Daryl. He's got an Ouroboros dick.
It's like
the forever dick.
It's just like going to turn into the, like, Weirdy Beans at? Weirdy Beans at? Yeah. Weirdy Beans at? Daryl Dixon. Daryl. Pardon me.
Oh, that's great.
Hell yeah.
Christian Bale.
Yeah. Mission Hill jokes. We're going to... This There's a reason the show's so popular. And it just wrapped the Usagi Yojimbo Ninja Turtles miniseries Where, When, which... What, am I not going to like that by Stan Sakai? Good times.
Yeah.
And it specifically crossed over, I think, like, there was a Senso series, which is, like, an alternate future Usagi where there's, like, aliens and robots and stuff.
Isn't there Usagi?
It's sort of that.
Usagi in space?
Like space
Usagi, yeah. There's, like, different... I thought it was kind of a cool idea where it's, like, we're going to take these turtles that are sort of vaguely... They're not, like, the original Mirage ones that, like, mainline Usagi crossed over canonically with... And it's not like that Usagi, it's not those Ninja Turtles, so it's like they're both like multiverse Ninja Turtles crossing over
but
the
multiverse.
But
they do know
Usagis.
Each other, and it's like...
This, I think they first met in this version.
I thought they met...
Or maybe I'm wrong.
No, they said that they had met previously.
Oh, okay.
So,
yeah.
But I don't know.
But there was also, you know...
How many times have they met? Yeah.
A million times.
Yeah.
But again, a good time, as I expected.
No.
But otherwise, I mean...
It's too many Turtles books,
too many
though.
Turtles books. Even I'm saying it.
Too many Turtles.
Yeah. Too many Turtles, too many Turtles.
Too many cooks. Anyway,
what are you reading, Merc?
I was just trying to think. I'm like running in my head. What am I reading?
Yeah. I mean, pose the question and...
I know. And I'm, like, made us sweat. Literally, my local comic store just changed how they're doing their stuff. So you gotta actually... like online, sign back on and redo your subscription, and you can actually adjust your subscription back.
You don't have to
online.
Talk to someone who might not listen to you.
Exactly. Yeah. Hi, person that only works on Saturdays and won't change the stuff that I ask.
Changes only happen on Tuesdays.
Get out of here, kid. DC is, there's a Justice Society of America coming out.
There's a Justice Society now?
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
So there, but it's been kind of sporadic.
It's been delayed.
It got delayed.
Jeff Johns comic is like just delayed.
It got delayed, and then I thought it was not happening because it had been so long. I completely exited my brain.
We haven't started reading. I think we have like the first. How many issues have come out of that? I don't even know.
Four.
Like we think something. We have four. And it's one of those ones.
It's,
like we'll read it. Like we're
I like
read it, with.
It. It's really interesting. It like plays a little with time travel and Huntress coming back. And, you know, a lot of stuff. Yeah, but it's fun. So there's that, and I'm very picky about my DC titles. I don't, like, I'm not a hardcore DC person, but I do like certain ones, and so I dig Justice Society quite a bit. So there's that. I just mentioning really quickly, there's the new Conan I've only got, yeah. There's only the first one from Titan Comics.
Right.
Like the new owner. Who's using, or licensor who's using that. Really, really dig it. It's
oh, yeah, cool.
Beautiful book. Like, nice. Very well done. Very, like, mid-range John Buscema kind of stuff. Like, where that was the height of Conan.
Right.
Has that look, but a little bit different, which I like. And it's got a kind of a European feel. I mean,
it's a little modernized, too.
It's a little modernized. Like, at least in the coloring look. Process. The coloring and the texturing and the layering and that sort of stuff looks really interesting, and I like it. And it looks like it's only issue one, but it looks like a fun book. I also picked up, and I'm looking at it right there, Fire and Ice, based on the Ralph Bakshi, Frank Frazetta movie from 1982. Mm-hmm. I don't know, I'm making up that year.
It's a real year.
I watched that movie ad nauseum when I was a kid, like over and over.
Made you sick.
And then I slopped the sick on my face, and I was like, watch it again. I backsheed myself.
Oh no.
The actual movie is fun, it's interesting. It is not heavy on plot or characterization or anything.
All right.
But it's fun. I really like
it. It's like primal.
Yeah. So
oh yes.
So this delves into the movie and those characters, kind of backs up a bit to the lead up to that. And fleshes out a little bit more. Because in the movie, there's not a lot of dialogue. Hmm. I remember, I can't remember the exact number. It's like 13 minutes in before anybody's even really had any dialogue.
And they're just like, hey, you've got some shit on your face.
And yeah, like, oh, and thanks. It's not like any meaningful dialogue.
Is it fire? No. Is it ice? No. Then what are you even talking about?
Yeah, exactly. But it's really interesting, and it looks really good.
23 minutes.
Yeah.
There's other stuff. The only one I can think of offhand is She-Hulk. And I want to mention this. I've been, like, for the past number of years, probably 10 years or more, any She-Hulk series that comes out, I've been getting it. I really like the character.
Yeah.
And every one of them has been so markedly different.
Yeah.
Yes.
This one is very fun and light.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the last one was a little bit darker. The last one had the best covers I had seen.
Was that when she was like gray Hulk sort of?
Kinda. She was kind of a little bulkier.
She was a little ragey.
But it had... The covers were painted, and they were the most gorgeous covers I had seen in years. They were beautiful. Now, as much as I'm enjoying the comic, the covers are bad. But
they're kind of Bartel. I think they're very basic.
They're so basic.
They're sort of like kind of like
here's bright pink in the background, and then she's sitting going, "Hey, how are you?"
Well, it's kind of like I think they're going for kind of like a magazine cover glamour shot kind of a thing.
Yes, but it's like after the 14th one. Maybe try something.
Yeah, I can see it could be a little samey when they're all kind
of... But the storyline's been really fun. It's her kind of like going through... she links up with a... Like, of course, there's the lawyer stuff. Yeah, she links up with a new law firm who, like, it's a former boss that never seemed to like her, but she's utilizing her...
I think it's her going status. Back to like even like the was it Dan Slott run or something with like Andy the Awesome Android. And
exactly. And so it's got that. So Andy the Awesome Android.
Is Mallory the boss now?
Yeah. So it's that stuff, and then they've reintroduced one of my favorite characters that nobody likes, is...
Wonder Man's smoking jacket.
Not that one, but hopefully soon. Jack of Hearts.
Jack of Hearts.
Which I really like. They've aged him down a little bit, which kind of...
They've aged him down?
I don't know. He just seems like younger, and I don't know. I was reading old... stuff and old Jack Hearts, and I was like, mature. He seemed the same age or older.
I mean, it's the sort of thing where, like, what they do. How old do you think the characters in Seinfeld were?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, he's also like he's been dead.
So then for that's a while, that's so what they play into.
Maybe he's younger now
because, I don't even know if I read it during this time. I think it was during Avengers Disassembled or something like that.
Where it's just a long time ago now,
like
actually.
His power, he absorbs radiation.
Right.
So he ended up absorbing. Radiation. Gamma radiation from...
Oh, yeah.
Jen. Right. And, like, borderline killed her or whatever, and then he flew away, and then he exploded. I don't know, I'm sure I'm screwing up the actual story and timeline, but basically something like that happened, and he goes and he exploded. They thought he was dead. And then all of a sudden he's alive and he doesn't know exactly what happened.
Right.
And they had a bit of a connection before.
Yeah.
And then he kind of shacks up with her. But then when he shows up, he doesn't have his powers. And he's like, I don't have to be afraid of this. Like, I don't have right. to, I don't I'm be afraid of hurting you. I'm not going right. to hurt you.
Right.
I'm not going to absorb. And they was very paranoid of that.
Yes.
So they go into that sort of stuff. And then there's a lot of other, like, relationship stuff and dealing with Fantastic Four and this other weird villain that pops up. And it's been pretty fun. It's very lighthearted and fun. And I've been enjoying
it. They're, like, relaunching, but I think it's the same writer and team and stuff. It's sensational. It's Marvel, so it's, like, has it been, like, a year or so? Then we need a new number one.
Yeah, so that's... And I just realized that maybe a month ago that they were... I picked it up, I'm like, oh, you're about to cancel the stuff I'm reading.
Yeah.
And restart
it. It's just a new...
So now is Jack of Hearts... gone? I don't know what...
I have to imagine if it's the same writer and everything, they're just going to kind of... It's basically just the next issue, I would hope, but who knows? Who knows?
But then, yeah.
Or it's like another season or whatever you want to look at it as. I don't know. But we have those. It's one of those things. There's I have like the stuff that I read, and then I have the stuff that like we read with my wife, and that's one of the ones, but we're like, it's just... Being able to, like, sit down and read stuff together is,
Do you read together?
Yeah. Sometimes.
Really?
Yeah.
That's adorable.
I literally set up, like, a light in... So we could sit up in bed, and it's between us that shines down, so we could read a comic or a book together.
That's adorable.
Cute. Yeah.
That's
cute. Yeah. It is cute. But we gotta... We're behind on everything. Everyone's behind on everything, but...
Oh, let me also just
mention... You got a TV in there, too?
What's that?
You got a TV in there too?
A big time.
Yeah.
I did just take a run to Toronto, and I've been reading a lot of back issues, especially through the pandemic.
Yeah,
just the magazine.
Yes, exactly. I totally delved into all my back issue stuff, and then I started filling stuff out, and I just ran. Shout out to The Beguiling in Toronto.
Yeah, we were there.
Man, that was a good store. Yeah, man, and it was your wife that directed me there.
Yeah.
Because I messaged her. I was like, where did you guys go when you were down there? I have limited time. Where to go? She and I went to the Silver Snail. Whatever.
Yeah.
And then
Silver Snail, like
cricket
I love
sound.
Yeah.
Like Silver, that's the thing too, is like Silver Snail, the original locate or I think original. When I lived there for a couple of years, like 15 years ago, like they were on Queen West. It was like great. It was like a two-story building. And they moved to like the kind of Young and Dundas area, which was cool. You go upstairs. It was nice too. And then this one just seems smaller. They just keep basically being forced to move. And I mean, and frankly, The Beguiling did too. They used to be by Honest Ed's.
Okay.
And then they moved to College Street, but it seems like they have the basement with all the back issues and they're very, very reasonable prices.
It's like a lot of big cities, like you go into a store and it's that, narrow and long set up, and then you go in, but they've got like essentially three spaces that like the walls poked out so you can go to the next one.
Yeah,
and I'd never been there, and I was like, ooh. So I have my list of back issues that I have to find, and I start walking, and I'm like, I don't see back issues.
Yeah,
and then I realize in the middle one there is back issues, but it's like it says like new back issues.
Yeah,
and it's, you know, the new 52 and stuff. And I'm like, this isn't what I'm looking for. And I literally was about to leave.
Yeah.
Thinking, oh, that's it. That's super disappointing. And I was like heading to the door and some other guy says something to the clerk. And she's like, oh, that's in the basement. Bing, 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 bing. There's a basement?
Yeah.
And I had to hand my stuff and say some magic words to the guy at the desk in order to go downstairs.
What do you mean your stuff?
I had other bags.
Yeah. I think it's like it's downstairs and there's not always, you know what I mean? I think it just, if you have a bag, you got to leave it.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And I didn't.
I'm sure they've.
Well, because I walked in.
I assumed there was an open sesame going on.
Well, I walked in. I've also been doing some vinyl shopping. So I walked in and I said to them, I was like, hey, do you want to take my bag? And they're like, they looked at me as if I was crazy. And we're like, no, that's fine.
Oh.
But wear a mask. And I was like, okay, sure.
And put these gloves on.
And dance for me.
Yeah.
No.
So then it was weird that I was like, where are you going downstairs? I need the bag. I'm like, oh, all right. Now I need, okay. I guess because you can't see me, but I was like,
yeah, well. It might, and it's like, you know, it's in, it's probably, even if they had cameras or something, it's probably not, it's tougher, as visible, but yeah.
So I went downstairs, and it's like, not a huge room, but a nice room downstairs.
Yeah.
Well, not a nice room. Let's not say it's nice.
No, it's in a basement.
It's in a dank basement.
Yeah.
And it's full of back issues, and I was like,
oh. I mean, that's a sweet spot.
It was, it's beautiful. Delightful. Mm-hmm. And I walked home with a big stack.
That's, you walked home from Toronto.
I did.
Wow. Yeah. With a bunch of paper in your bag.
Mm-hmm. Because I couldn't fly, because I would have to pay extra for,
for
luggage.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's, and, yeah, they're good. I mean, when we were there, West End Comics, I want to mention, on Queen West. It's a little further out, but it was, like, not a huge shop, but it was nice awesome. Job. They had, like, these, like, kind of Mego-y figures that were, like, on sale, so I got like Mr. Mixapitalik and a Bizarro. Ooh, and, nice. And a Brainiac. They're really 70s style, and they had a lot of back issues, and they had, like, you know, the ones that are not bagged and boarded, not necessarily the greatest shape, but like dirt cheap, like 50 cents. Yeah. You know, oh, what yeah. I mean, like, and and even Beguiling had those out front, and even BMV Books on Bloor has back issues now, which I didn't know.
Nice.
So that was kind of neat. So we did a lot of back issue hunting ourselves.
I was disappointed to discover they're linked to, what is it, the Toronto Graphic Arts Festival? Not the Graphic Arts Festival. Like
Toronto Comic Arts Festival?
Is TCAF? Is it that one? Like, it's specifically graphic novels and books, comic books.
Oh, okay.
I don't think that's TCAF.
No, maybe not.
No, this is like the Toronto Graphic Arts, or not, okay. Not graphic novel.
Why does that disappoint you?
So, linked with that, and linked with the Toronto Public Library, there was a store, which I...
Oh, no, I when think that I was TCAF. I think that is a TCAF. Anyway, whatever.
Whatever it is.
Whatever the point. Yeah.
So it's linked to... you go to the Public Library, and there was a store off to the side, which last time I was in Toronto, which was quite a while ago, I literally stumbled into this place. I was like, what is this? This looks like through the window. I think that was...
You were blind, stinking drunk.
And yeah, stumbled. Exactly. I was like, those look like graphic novels. And I walked in and I'm like, what am I walking through? Because you have to kind of walk through and around it. And I'm like, oh, this is the entrance to the library. And then make my way into that. And I'm like, this is a delightful...
You got to flip open the Shakespeare head, hit the button.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. This store was amazing. Because it wasn't, it did not focus on Marvel and DC. It did had a few things.
Yeah.
But it was largely indie and small company stuff, but it was big and it was chock full. Really? And I was like, it's closed permanently. That's what I looked up on my listing. I'm like, I definitely got to hit that shop again. Looked it up and it had closed last year.
Well, that's
whatever.
That's
yeah. So sad to hear, but
that is sad to hear.
Yeah. It was so good though. It was just
Hopefully something new will come along to replace that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we're coming out of a time when a lot of stuff closed, hopefully things will change where, you know, new things can actually open.
Right. And I mean, you know, we think about it where we are. We have like two comic shops plus in a sense. We have like, you know, Junk Zone is getting more and more comics all the time. So we actually have options for finding comics in town.
And you know what? Like, having been, I've lived all over Canada, and our local comic, like Hill City Comics, is one of the best shops I've been to in Canada.
It's really well done.
It's really, really well done.
For sure. Yeah, absolutely.
So I have an idea.
An idea?
I just was like flipping through. We have all our little books.
Yeah.
Our notebooks that we write things down.
Little books.
And things we do. And I here's one I wrote down a while back, and maybe we'll get to it right now. So it's the idea, and this is just spitballing super fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
80s musicians and pop stars, musical pop stars. I'll name them, and then you have to cast them if they were going to be in a comic book movie. And it can be any...
Okay, wait. Is this a comic book movie taking place in the 80s or 90s? Or is this a comic book movie taking place now?
Up to you.
For me, I think it's going to be period appropriate.
You know what? When I did mine, I'm looking at my old list, some of them were period appropriate. Some of them I might have been like, I put them in an Image thing from later on that didn't exist at the time. Yes. But it's, you know, whatever.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Up to you. Dealer's choice. Although I'm the dealer, and the choice is yours.
Hmm.
First up, The boss, Bruce Springsteen.
Ooh.
The Beyonder? He's the Beyonder.
Yeah.
Oh, that's, done. You know.
I would also say maybe Jesse Custer from Preacher.
With a lot less.
That'd be pretty good.
A lot less.
I like
cussing.
Him as a, like, I want to be able to, you're all going to come and dance, fight on the battle. Can't do a Springsteen, but fire. I want him to just, he's got like the same, they got that silver armor, oh, yeah, and stuff, but he's still got like that, you know, like the handkerchief in his back fire. Pocket and
yep.
Jeans, his tight, it's, tight jeans.
He's got jeans over the silver armor.
Yeah, yeah. Over on top of it, for sure. I like that.
I had U.S. Agent.
Oh.
Like, nah, not as crusty.
Yeah. Right? If, like, U.S. Agent was, like, kind of chill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before he went weird.
Yeah.
Or Superman Mullet.
Oh.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. Get a little bit of that.
I mean, what about D-Man? Nah.
I thought of that. I was like, where, okay, can I fit D-Man, well, in here? And I literally could
as not. As long as you thought of it.
I did.
So that's Max. He can be D-Man.
Yeah.
Robert Smith from The Cure.
I mean, clearly Morpheus.
Yeah, I wrote Morpheus.
Clearly.
I really? Mean, I didn't write Morpheus. We didn't write anything.
No, not at all.
No, no.
I had Clarion the Witch Boy.
Ooh,
that's pretty good, I kinda, too.
Yeah, that is good.
That is good.
That is actually, yeah. Mm. You know what? I think you win. Top
and
that.
And then when he gets older, it's Granny Goodness.
Oh, no.
In a weird, no, yeah, disturbing,
yeah,
sort of way.
Yeah.
I don't know. I still think Morpheus.
No. Yeah, totally. Michael Jackson.
Spider-Man?
And if you don't know, there is a history,
right,
behind,
yes,
that.
Yes, he did want to play Spider-Man.
He did.
Runner-up, he could be Jar Jar Binks. Because he also wanted to be Jar Jar Binks.
Oh. He could be Lord Deathman from the Batman comics.
Ooh, yeah.
He's pretty skeletal. You wouldn't even need a mask or a costume. A very glittery, shiny one glove.
He could also
Deathman.
Be the Beyonder.
That's, you know, you're not wrong.
I want to learn.
Yeah. I've got two.
Yeah, yeah.
Long Shot.
Okay. Okay.
Or Nightcrawler.
Okay, yeah. All right.
I don't want Nightcrawler to be that creepy. I don't like that.
Yeah.
What about Captain
EO? Is it okay if I come down there and sing to you? Anyways.
Oh, I teleported right into your room.
No.
Oh, this is terrible. I don't know. Please move on.
No.
I teleported right into your room.
Please move on.
I think, yeah, we have an episode title.
No, we don't.
Annie Lennox.
Ooh.
From the Eurythmics. Or just Annie Lennox.
Henry Gyrick.
Wolfsbane?
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Same haircut.
And they're both Scottish.
There we go. Wait, Henry Gyrick is Scottish?
No.
Wink.
Annie Lennox.
Do you think that Wolfsbane was based on Annie Lennox? Do you think? Maybe.
No.
But maybe.
I said Harley Quinn.
Oh, okay.
In a weird, because I'm thinking early, like, Sweet Dreams.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Rhythmics, like that sort of.
Right.
Weird.
I want, like, you know, but yeah, you don't have to think, yeah.
Or Lady Cork, if you know who I'm talking about.
I don't.
So Lady that Quark. That is an obscure DC character.
Like Quark?
Yeah.
So it's like Quark, but
no.
Lady.
not Star Trek Lady Quark.
Come on.
That would be fun.
That would be good.
But Lady Quark is an obscure DC character that I only know. I think she was in Crisis. She popped up,
okay,
there. But I only really know from DC Who's Who. And it was like the picture,
like,
of her,
like me with
just
names.
Looked like Annie Lennox. And I was,
okay,
like, that's Annie Lennox.
That's Annie Lennox.
Yeah. David Bowie.
Ooh.
Dazzler.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah. Because I also had Dazzler written for Annie Lennox. But David Bowie, Dazzler.
Yeah, I think
yeah.
so.
I had Madonna, Dazzler.
Okay.
Well, no, Madonna is Emma Frost because she's a cold bitch.
Also, like,
I've never liked Madonna. I'm going to take a brave stand here and say,
yeah,
I don't like Madonna.
No. Also,
I think she's a bit of a phony.
And like Emma Frost, sometimes she speaks in like a British accent, but she's not British.
Bingo.
Come on.
Yeah, there's that, yeah. I had a bunch for Bowie. I was like Rom because of the whole spaceman sort of thing.
Starman.
Starman. Dreadstar. Do you remember? There was a...
Vaguely.
That's Jim Starlin independent thing he did, like a weird thing. Then I wrote Krang. Wouldn't that be the most amazing? So
it's like Krang, but then I want the, also the little brain to have the little David Bowie face.
I want the little Bowie
yeah.
head inside
yeah, yeah.
there.
It's Bowie head here and Bowie head here.
Double Bowie.
You're getting a double Bowie.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
Double yeah. Bowie. All the way.
Should I move on?
Yeah, do a couple more.
Okay.
Yeah,
I have a whole bunch more.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Bee Gees.
Multiple Man. But it's like a different BG every time. Maximum of three, obviously.
You can only do three at a time.
I was thinking there were those triplets who were like acolytes. I can't remember their names, though. But they were like triplets. They had triplet powers.
Triplicate Girl?
It wasn't triplicate. No, it was not Triplicate Girl. But they could also be Triplicate Girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had
a very upsetting Stepford Cuckoos.
I was going to say Stepford Cuckoos.
Yeah.
I had three BG MODOKs.
Oh!
Like and that'd that. Be the most terrifying thing you'd ever see.
Coming at you.
You're not alive. You're not alive.
Yeah.
Mental organism designed only for crooning.
Phil Collins.
Oh, Phil Collins. Puck.
I'm going to go. Phil
Collins can grow a mustache, right?
I'm going to go with Genesis, Cable's kid, Genesis.
Oh. Nice.
Or Wolverine, because he kind of looks like Bob Hoskins.
Well, that's, yes.
So you were the talking about Wolverine. Like whether it's in the character itself is set in
mm-hmm.
80s or not. So going 80s, Teen Titans, he's Nightwing.
Oh, no.
Disco.
Yeah.
And he's the most awkward...
Yeah.
British Nightwing you've ever seen.
Everyone, Phil Collins is just permanently he's old to me.
Yeah.
He's permanently old.
He was one age and he's always gonna be one.
Yeah. He plays like current day Phil Collins is playing like a Burt Ward Robin.
Yeah. He'll always have like a receding hairline and a mullet at the same time.
But he always has that little poofy, twisty
thing
of hair. Yeah. Almost Superman, but bigger,
more like
balder.
Strong guy than Superman.
There you go.
I want like a weird morphed, like
strong
CGI MODOK
strong guy
quality
Collins.
Version of Phil Collins strong guy. Yeah, that's good.
Guido Collins.
Yeah. Ooh.
Whitney Houston. Karen Page.
Oh.
See what I did there?
No, what'd you do?
If you don't know, you don't know.
I don't want to know. Let me have my nice life where no one has sad things.
Yeah, okay. No sadness.
Yeah. No sorrow. No more tears. Misty Knight.
That's not bad. I can't do anything better than that. Okay. I got nothing.
Hall & Oates.
Blue Beetle and Booster Gold.
I wrote the exact same thing.
There's really no other option. That is perfect.
There is another option.
Okay, well then tell
me. Steve Rogers and a little Tony Stark.
Aww. No. Wait, why is Paul Simon Iron Man?
Paul Simon?
I'm sorry.
Hall & Oates.
Hall & Oates.
For some reason, I had my duos mixed up, and I was thinking of Simon and Garfunkel.
Oh.
Okay, Garfunkel & Oates.
Yeah.
Garfunkel & Oates, exactly. Prince.
Night Thrasher.
Oh, yeah.
Look, you would believe me if I said that Night Thrasher was from Minneapolis.
Yeah, I think so.
I just wanted to be Bishop. You know what I mean? Just like a cool, smooth Bishop.
Hypno Hustler.
Oh, that's pretty good, too, actually.
That's really good.
That's good.
Or I did write Composite Joker. I wrote Composite Superman, and then I crossed it off. Because remember, he did that in the Batman thing, the half...
That's
Joker.
True.
He could do half Joker, half Batman. He could be composite Batman Joker.
Yeah. He's right.
The thing is, he's right. I picked up that album recently and was listening through it a few times. And it is freaking weird.
It is really
weird. There's a lot of like, is that what Prince stuff normally sounds like? Because it sounds like they might be giants, for God's sake.
Yeah, he does a lot of sampling. And because he samples the movie. Tons.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's like a lot of
which he does not usually do.
It's not just sampling the movie. It's like weird sound effects and like orchestra hits and things.
Yeah,
Prince does what Prince does.
Yeah. And Prince doesn't what Prince doesn't, which is get blood.
Rick Astley.
Ooh. Oh, Speedball. And he can hang out with Prince. That's true. As Night Thrasher. I'm building a whole new Warriors over here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jimmy Olsen, who has a surprisingly deep singing voice.
Never gonna give Clark up. No. Never gonna let him down.
Never gonna not call for help.
On my watch. Yeah. Yeah. I wrote Guy Gardner.
Okay.
Just a nicer Guy Gardner.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see what Nathan Fillion does.
That's true.
So weird. Tina Turner.
Oh, she's Storm. She's just Storm. She's Storm.
Yeah, I think so.
I thought of that and I was like, that's
it's a little too it's really on the nose. It's really on the nose.
But it is, yeah.
Yeah.
I did write Typhoid Proud Mary.
Nice. I hope you're proud of yourself.
I'm very proud of myself. I was very happy to write that down.
It's in the name.
Mm.
ABBA.
ABBA.
The Challengers of the Unknown.
Ooh. I wrote down the weirdest power pack ever.
Oh.
Yeah, that checks out too.
Or Swedish Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
Just paint themselves green. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Only in Swedish. They just only speak Swedish.
Yeah.
No translation. Even though they sing in English.
Yeah.
I don't know
if I can top that. I can't, so I won't.
I refuse.
George Michael.
Ooh, Rom.
Ah.
No, just kidding, Gambit. Boost. He's got that stubble.
Well, and especially like when you look at early George Michael, like end of Wham, like the perfect wave of hair.
I think of that, and I think of sunglasses, and I almost think like Connell Superboy.
Ooh.
Oh, that's like Faith.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
So like early solo
just
stuff.
Put on an eye patch just for like a vanity eye patch, and you got yourself
Nick Fury.
With like a dangly earring. You know what I mean? A very 80s Nick Fury. Which
like if Harrison Ford had played Nick Fury.
Yeah, right?
Or if that guy from Baywatch.
David Hasselhoff?
Never heard of him.
David Hasselhoff?
I had, because of that perfect wave of hair, I wrote down Booster. Like just because of the hair.
Yeah, yeah.
But then I was like, but you need a Beetle. So put him with the dude from Wham. And he's Beetle.
There you go.
There you go.
Wham. You got Booster and Beetle.
Wham.
Wham.
Lionel Richie.
Two-Face. I just thought of Billy Dee Williams.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Ooh. Mustache. Who has a mustache?
He didn't have a mustache.
When he had
didn't
a mustache.
He had one at one point, didn't he?
Look, we've all had mustaches at one point or another.
That's
true. There's no need to beat up on anyone for having a mustache at one point.
Yeah, I think Spider-Man because he's dancing on the ceiling, right?
That's what I thought too. But then I was like, Doctor Strange.
Oh, yeah.
Because
of the mustache.
Hello?
Because of the mustache.
It's Dormu I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. Dormu.
Dormu.
Good old Dormu.
Dormu. I just had to say it fast.
Very fast.
Billy Idol.
See, that's, I thought, long shot.
Oh, yeah.
Much more leathery, much more blonde.
Yeah, that's true.
I was thinking, like, just especially, like, hard-edged Constantine.
He's only got three fingers, you know.
Yeah. I think Constantine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think Constantine.
You're right, Constantine, correct, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
But also
a little
Sting.
Snarl.
It's just like, they're both Constantine.
Yeah.
Two Constantines, no waiting.
After that, let's go back to calling them Constantine.
Yeah.
Come on.
I wrote a couple. I was like Lobo,
ooh,
Bizarro, like some weird Superman. And then I wrote Orb because eyes without a face. He's literally one eye.
I love that movie.
Without a face.
He's got like the platinum blonde hair going out there too.
Yeah.
Growing out of the eye, always.
Just a eyelash.
It's eyelash. Yeah.
Yeah. Cyndi Lauper.
Boom boom.
Yeah.
No.
Or maybe Jubilee, but like Boom Boom.
Boom Boom.
I wrote Delirium.
Oh.
That's pretty good.
Okay. All right.
Pretty good. Who's Captain Lou Albano in that situation? Keep in mind, don't remember Sandman. Haven't read a lot of it. Who's a big burly dude who looks like a tugboat captain?
He's the weirdest Morpheus ever.
Ooh. Okay, sure.
All right.
I just, in my algorithm on YouTube, came up, I guess I had looked up a Cyndi Lauper video at some point, so somehow I occasionally get one.
I get that with Linkin Park for some reason.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, me too.
Not
as sorry as I am.
But it came up, she did the song for the Goonies.
Yeah. Goonies are good enough.
Look that up. Mm. That video.
Make me.
It is the longest video.
I don't know. The video for Black and White is pretty long.
That's true.
It turns into a panther and dances on a car.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm like, this. Just, I actually had to stop it. I was like,
Goonies just want to have fun. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sloth just wants to love Chunk. And Baby Roots.
And Baby Roots.
Got it.
Boy George.
See, that one I said Rom. Because I just want Rom. I want Rom with a hat.
Yeah.
Rom hat.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's the same old
Royal
Rom.
Royal Ontario Museum.
It's the same old Rom that, you know, has always been out, but he has a new hat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wrote down Color Kid from the Legion of Substitute Heroes.
Oh.
How about Kenny Loggins?
Oh, Kenny Loggins. Oh,
Boy George can't be Kenny Loggins.
Corsair.
Yes, he can.
Cyclops dad.
Oh, that'd be
yeah, I think so.
You know what? I'm not even going to say what I wrote down because that's the one, I think. Like, yeah. Well, let me hear what you said.
I had Mr. Sinister.
Oh.
I had Doctor Strange, but I think Corsair is the best
one. I believe yeah. Corsair. Yeah. I think you have it.
I think George Michael also could have been Corsair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Boy George, I've changed my mind, is going to be Warlock. Just going to, the crazy hair is just going to be made of wires. Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bowie could have been Corsair as well.
I mean, that's all true. Could be Corsair if we just, you know, would abandon our families and grow mustaches.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go to space.
Hmm.
And a skunk.
When in space.
I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to
nod.
Just going to think about
nonchalantly.
Yeah.
Wait a second. This is just a cat with white paint on it.
Yeah.
I had sex with a cat with white paint on it? Aw, I'm a fool.
Pepe Le Pew.
Well,
I talk about other shit. I can save it for another time.
You know what? I think that's enough of that. I'm already sick of looking at your faces.
Oh.
Just kidding.
Get out of my house.
Oh. I'm kidding. I'm the mean one.
I just
the one
want to stay and spill more beer.
I want to spill more on my face.
Well, we gotta stick around because we have a very special episode to record for next week. So
yes.
I'm just going to be in the crawl space in Merck's house for a week, waiting for that time to come.
So I'll go home, but
nothing different than usual.
I'm leaving bugs.
Like there's hornets under your deck and also Bri.
I put the hornets there. They're my bugs.
Yeah.
I'm a bit of a swarm.
Well.
So what we're alluding to is next week
is
our big 400th episode.
What a time to be alive, right, Bri?
Yes, I love being alive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But don't we all? But especially
Alive is great.
Oh, especially me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We should watch that movie.
Alive.
Yeah. Alive. With Bri.
Alive.
Pass Soccer the co-pilot.
Players. Yep.
Yep.
Off to Peru.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Anyways.
Nothing can go wrong.
Until then, let's let the folks know who we are.
I'm Merck. You can find me at merkasylum.ca. MERKASYLUM.ca.
That's true.
Merck on Facebook. Merkanaut like astronaut on Instagram.
Everybody's saying it. I am Bri Kotick. You can find me at welcometohereafter.com, which is my comic about what happens after God loses his job. Has been a new page in a while, but eventually.
But you got a lot to read to get up to that point anyway.
And if you've already read everything, go through it again. You can do it. I believe in you.
Look for the hidden clues.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And also my name, BryKotyk, on Instagram and Tumblr and, I don't know, maybe elsewhere on the internet. Google will let you know.
Yeah. And my name is Kyle Lees. You can check my stuff out at thekylelees.com. Or just, you know, by looking up the Kyle Lees. There's Instagram, there's other stuff. You'll find it. I have faith in you. You got this, bud.
He's got faith in me.
Mm-hmm. Like you're George Michael.
I'm Connell. The faith.
All right. We'll see you next week for episode 400. Holy hell.
Bring a cake.
Yeah.
And then, I guess, eat it by yourself? Because you're listening from home, right? Bring me a cake.
Bring Bri a cake.
Writing that down. To celebrate me being alive.
Writing that down.
Gotta have cake, cake, cake. I gotta have cake, cake, cake. Mmm, frosting. Oh, I teleported right into your room.
No.
Oh, this is terrible. I don't
know.
Please move on.
Oh, no.
I teleported right into your room.
Please move on.